These days, pilgrims end their journeys where they choose. In the 21st century, there's no imperative to reach a recognized shrine. On the way to Santiago, pilgrims do as much as their annual leave allows and plan to return and continue another year. I reach Bury St. Edmund on the Mary Michael Pilgrim Way through southern England. It's my end for this year. The Abbey ruins once housed the remains of St. Edmund, England's original patron saint. This English king was martyred by Danish invaders. His crime? Refusing to renounce Christianity. I cannot find his tomb here. His remains were stolen in the 13th century and ended up in Toulouse in France, where they were venerated for preventing the plague in that city. In its day, Bury St. Edmund was the most famous pilgrimage destination in England, but the shrine was destroyed during the Reformation, by which time St. George had been chosen as the new patron saint. A Roman soldier, it is believed, he was, like St. Patrick for the Irish, a foreigner. But, unlike St. Patrick, his breastplate was of a different metal. We most often see him, sword hand aloft, having killed a dragon. Among these ruins, I ask myself, if England had held firm to their native patron, how would the English psyche look today? Would world history be a different story? In the 21st century, unsuccessful attempts have been made to reinstate Edmund as England's patron saint. But in the modern canon, he's still recognised as the patron saint of kings.